A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus and his disciples were proceeding on their journey, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus answered him, "Foxes have dens and birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head." And to another he said, "Follow me." But he replied, "Lord, let me go first and bury my father." But he answered him, "Let the dead bury their dead. But you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God." And another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me say farewell to my family at home." Jesus answered him, "No one who sets a hand to the plow and looks to what was left behind is fit for the kingdom of God." The Gospel of the Lord. About 6 years ago, I had the privilege of making a pilgrimage to Assisi to rediscover my Franciscan life and commitment as a follower of Francis and Claire. We went to all the places that marked the life of Francis and that were key to his own journey to the heart of Jesus. Francis, indeed, literally left his father and mother and all the wealth, status, and security that his inheritance would offer him. There's no doubt in my mind that today's gospel passage, like so many others, were memorized by Francis and formed his radical spirituality. Close to the end of our tour, we were taken high up to the rocky, cold, remote La Verna. I remember feeling scared of going there because I knew that this was the place where Francis experienced, not just spiritually, but now bodily, the cross of Christ. What would be expected of me, I wondered, having exposed myself to the reality of this place. Historians tell us that Francis frequently went up to this austere limestone cliff. He had received the area, deemed a quite useless piece of real estate, as a gift from a local count. Francis made it a place of contemplation for himself and his brothers, and he frequently went there. They had a hut there. La Verna means cold or winter, because when Francis went there the last time, shortly before his death, and encountered the wounds of Jesus, he was at a point of despair spiritually. He was in agony and confusion over the direction the order had been going. He felt like a failure, abandoned, and was tempted to leave it all behind. Deep in prayer, he asked for a sign. The sign he was given was the complete spiritual and physical union with the crucified Jesus. And so, as we consider today's gospel, we are tempted to quickly turn the page when we hear Jesus say, "No one who sets the hand to the plow and looks back, or chooses as priorities family or friends or project or material possessions or accomplishments, can be with me." Seems like a very big ask. I have come to understand that Jesus does not ask us to literally ignore or leave this stuff behind, but to embrace something that perhaps is even more difficult, the change of one's heart. I went back to my notes from that day on Mount La Verna. The homilist said, "This place, La Verna, is all about love. We come here to know the action of God in our lives and to understand that this requires letting go. We can invite God into the places in our lives where we cling, and where we need to be more loving. And then we were invited to come forth and place our hands on the rock of the stigmata and ask for forgiveness for the times we have been unloving and pray to embrace the suffering of love in our lives. With so much pain and suffering in the world, we recognize that we belong to these people, all as brothers and sisters. We may not be able to significantly change their circumstances, but we keep them close in mind, heart, and prayer, a stance that our polarized world would like us to abandon or forget. We keep the stuff of their lives very, very close to the love of God that dwells in our hearts. We allow the abundance of that love to spill over into the lives of all we serve.